Bob song for today, Hall & Oates, 1982, and I can't go for that. No can do. This is my favourite part of the week. I've got lots of favourite parts of the week, but this is my favourite part of the week. It's Sci-Fry. And what we do on a Friday, on breakfast, on BBC Radio Merseyside, is this. It's our fifth instalment now, I think, of our feature called Sci-Fry, and it stands for Science Fridays, and it's a chance to celebrate all that Merseyside has to offer from the world of science. It's basically a chance to just marvel and learn from the experts from the School of Tropical Medicine, University of Liverpool, JMU, all famous for their know-how and world-leading developments in science and medicine. Yes, it all happens in this city. Today, let me introduce to you Daniela Ferreira from Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, a reader in respiratory infection and vaccine research, as you do. Daniela, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are from Brazil?
Yes, that's correct.
And how long have you been in Liverpool?
For 9 years now.
And what made you come to Liverpool?
So Liverpool is the place to do this type of research that we're doing now, which is to try to investigate novel vaccines against pneumonia, which is a lung disease.
And this is the place to be?
That's correct.
For the rest of the world?
That's correct. It's the only place in the world that we have this model that allows us to address and develop novel vaccines in this unique way.
And this is your area of expertise?
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, that's what we have been trying to do over the last 9 years now.
Is it a difficult thing to do? Is it a battle? Is it a daily battle?
It is. In the current vaccines, they are not great at protecting the lung against this bacteria.
Right,
so
okay.
We are trying this different approach to try to get a better vaccine, to try to protect people against getting the disease.
And do you mainly work with the lung area, lung disease, that kind of thing?
That's it.
Because we've not been great in this city for smoking, for that kind of thing, over the years.
You know? Yeah, that's correct. And unfortunately, Liverpool is a deprived area for lots of health outcomes, and pneumonia is one of those.
Okay. But where do you start with what you do?
So we actually place the bacteria that causes the disease in the nose of people in a very controlled way. Yeah, no, it sounds scary.
Okay. Hang on a minute. just so I'm clear, you give people the bug.
The bug, that's correct. And we select our volunteers for these trials that we do at the Royal Hospital very carefully to ensure that they will not get the disease.
Right.
And it's important to say that 1 in 10 adults already have this bug in their nose, and about half of the kids already have there. But what we do not understand is why some people then go on and develop the disease with the lung pneumonia, and some people just manage to clear the bug from their nose.
So you have a small amount of this bug that would be harmless, but it's there, and then you can study how it reacts, and then you can react to what that does. Have I got that right?
That is it. You know, we think that by understanding the difference between those people that you clear the bug really quickly and those people that the bug stays in their nose, that information is what is going to allow us to develop a better vaccine. And what we have already discovered over the years is that, in fact, people that get the bacteria in their nose, they get better immune responses to the bacteria.
Right.
And we think therefore that there is the approach of getting a nasal spray in the nose as a novel vaccine will protect the lungs much better than the current jab in the arms. And that's the avenue that you are pursuing.
Right. So rather than having the jab, it will go in the nose, and that has a kind of bang, and it really gets to the job.
That's it. You know, because we know that, you know, the nose is much closer to the lung than actually a jab in the arm.
Right.
And that's the area that we need to protect to be effective against clearing this bug.
When you were a little girl, is this something that you've always been interested in? Did you always want to go into this?
So I have been working for this for half of my life now, and I'm always very interested in trying to tackle in particular diseases of the underserved people. And, you know, it's important to say that pneumonia is a massive problem in Liverpool, and it's a massive problem for granddads
in
Europe.
Pneumonia, this is.
That's correct. But it is the disease that kills most children under 5 in the world.
And it's preventable, isn't it?
It's preventable. You know, we know that we can get a vaccine that can prevent that, and the current vaccine does a good job, but we need one that does a great job, and that's what we're doing here.
And is it a case of cat and mouse all the time? It's a battle, it's a war. You might win the battle, you might lose the war, you might lose the battle, you might win the war. It's a constant dealings every day in to try and make people's lives better? Because are you ever going to crack this? Are you ever going to win this war?
Oh, we definitely win this war, yeah. You know. And I think that there are some complications in the way. So we know, for example, that during flu season now, people get much more susceptible to pneumonia. And actually, in fact, an important thing to say is that it's because of pneumonia that people will die, not really the flu, you know. And so there is all this challenge that come the way. You say, well, now we need to develop something that is even better, and during flu pandemics. And but we are very passionate about what we do, and that's why we're going to pursue until we actually get a better vaccine.
I can tell you're very passionate about what you do. I really can. And just to finish with, the School of Tropical Medicine here in Liverpool, we take it for granted. We pass it on the bus every day. We walk past it, we go to the coffee shop next door and all of that, and we forget the incredible work that it does for the world up there on London Road, don't we?
That's exactly the point. And I think that I'm very proud to say that there's a lot of work going on in this school that is in our aim, and our mission is really to save those children and those people that are really suffering in those underserved countries. And that's it.
Those poverty-stricken places.
That's
in the world.
It, yeah.
Okay. Fascinated to talk to you. We're out of time because the news is on the way now. But Daniela Ferreira from the School of Tropical Medicine, thank you very much indeed. I've learned a lot in such a short space of time. Thank you.
That's excellent. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome anytime. This is our Sci-Fry Friday. And there'll be another one same time next week.